Kim, thanks so much. Wendy, you know what I wish on a day like today, on a beautiful day like today, when pitchers and catchers are tossing the ball back and forth and you know that spring isn't far off?
What's that, Bill?
I wish we could talk to Andy Kindler. Wouldn't that make the day the best of all time?
Let me wave my magic wand and lo and behold.
What?
Hold on a second.
Huh?
I just happened to be on a phone.
Look at this.
This worked out.
Hey, what a coincidence. I've been on this landline since the early 80s.
And it finally paid off. How are you, Andy?
Very good. I hear the weather out there is just like me, cold and blustery. Who's with me on this?
Although a little sunny as well.
I sold all my corn.
What? Why?
That's what I heard. It went down or something.
It did go. Corn dips this time of year. You know that, Andy. Mid-February, you're going to see a dip in the corn market.
Hey, keep it in your pants. You know what, folks?
You know what my wish was? That we'd have a guest on who would tell Left to keep it in his pants.
He did. Andy just told me that. I should be offended.
My new catchphrase. It's working out very well.
I'm tempted to be offended by that, Andy.
Oh, my God.
What was your old catchphrase?
It is very good advice, just generally, I think.
Yeah, you should keep it in your pants. Did you have a catchphrase at some point? Because if you're in comedy, you should have a catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. For a while, a couple years it was, I guess I'm not selling out very well. That was one.
That's a good
very
one.
Very smooth.
Hey, I know I had that half a house. I used to do a half a house tour.
Yes.
And every Wednesday was ladies' handbag night. Ladies, feel free to put your handbag on the empty seat next to you. Andy,
that's a good. That's a great.
I like that one because I like handbags.
How about this one? Oh, ho, 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 I'm funny.
That's my favorite.
Those are all solid, Andy. See, I proved my point.
Yes.
You have to have a good catchphrase. Andy's got a catchphrase. It works for him.
No. You get her done. Can you believe that, Larry? The lucky here's the day that Pixar jumped the shark.
Someone, what is it?
Get me Larry the cable guy on the phone. Immediately.
Yes.
For cars 6 through 9.
Yes. And then he says, get her done, and people enjoy that.
Yeah, so why can't it be so simple for us?
I don't know.
I have a great catchphrase. A phrase, jealous much?
Oh, I like that.
Do you like that?
I like that.
How about the one online? How about online? This is my favorite thing on Twitter. They go, because science.
Andy, what about this one? I'm toying with this one. I say something that's Chicago-centric, and then I say, welcome to Chicago, Dr. Zhivago. Do you like that?
Hey, well, you know, this is you're driving right up my alley, which is an alley that has references that nobody remembers.
Right. Right. Isn't that
was a sympathy laugh. I'm sorry.
No, Andy loves Omar Sharif.
No.
He loves
Dr.
Omar Sharif.
I wish I had that current of a reference. right. Who's with me, Dr. Strangelove?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That's good. You guys, doctors for 300, Alec?
No, that used to be I can't even think of the name. What's the thing where you swipe?
Tinder.
Is it?
That's my Tinder nickname.
That's your Tinder move?
I
don't even know what that was.
I don't know what that means.
My Tinder nickname is Dr. So I don't know. Forget
Andy,
about it.
Can I ask you, speaking of things that sure. I don't get this. They're releasing a comedy bit that you did from 1996.
Yes. What happened was that everyone agreed I'm not doing anything currently, so let's get the pass going.
Right.
I gave been giving these speeches over in Montreal, as you know, at the Just for Laughs, Juste pour Rire Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
For 20 years I've been giving these speeches. And so Comedy Dynamics is a company I was working with. They thought that why don't I release the first one? Now, this was something I didn't want in the old days, because I would get into this room in Montreal and I would mm-hmm. just say terrible things about people business, and I was hoping it would never leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm trying to get a wider audience for my negative comments.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, the 90s.
Right.
So it's got all the jokes from 19. You know, it sounds like some people out there might say, hey, do I really want to take a trip back in time?
Right.
Nostalgia's very big these days.
Well, Y2K jokes, I anticipate that movement. It's very, very, it's very, very good.
It's only 21 years ago. Right? It's 21 years ago. That's nothing.
Can you believe that's 21 years ago? Because I'm sorry, I got the bottled water, I got extra batteries,
right.
I got everything ready for Y2K.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for Trump. because I really, right now, I'm digging.
I'm going to need more than water.
I'm 5 feet below the garage.
So, Andy, this one's from 1996, and then your Watergate special's coming out in a few weeks, too, right?
It's incredible where I do my... You remember that musical I would do, Haldeman Ehrlichman Dean.
Mitchell and Dean. Yep. That was great.
The seven-minute gap. People love it. You know, you think they don't... They still don't like a Watergate plumber's joke?
Right. It still works. It's evergreen. Yeah. You can do it forever.
Drano with a Drano tag. No, but this is, I don't want people to right now turn off their radios as they're hearing this.
No.
There's a lot in this for everybody. It's audio, so you don't have to worry about the eye candy.
Right. Right. Because people get distracted when they'd see you do comedy. People go, he's so damn sexy, I can't focus on the words.
I get those comment cards all the time.
Yep.
Dear club owner,
the act
was so dreamy tonight. I couldn't concentrate. Please bring someone homely in.
Oh, please.
New catchphrase in the works.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm handsome. Ooh, I'm handsome and funny.
I like it. All right, so that's being released. It's the Comedy Dynamics 1996 Andy Kindler State of the Industry Address. And how do people get that?
Well, you make it sound so good.
Well, it is good.
I think it's going to be online. I think it's on this. Everything is online. I don't have a computer or even index cards.
Oh.
No. It's supposed to be online. I think it's going to be like a digital download thing. So I would just search for Comedy Dynamics in a couple of days. And then put Kindler in at checkout. I don't know. That's
all right. All right.
Will you have any information on your website to help people find this?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be good? You know, my website has not been updated. It has all my dates from 2005.
Oh.
But if you follow my Twitter account, and people are starting to do it now.
Yeah.
Big thing.
Twitter's
Andy Kindler,
big.
At Andy Kindler, I will be announcing. I just did a recent announcement for it, and I'll be doing it every 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Wow. You need sleep, Andy. That's dangerous. And then what about this coming to the stage? What should people know about coming to the stage?
A lot of people are saying, Andy, you have a digital download, but do you have something even further down on the web
that's
hard to find?
Right.
Yes.
You do now.
Yes, I am on Hulu. I'm on Hulu, and people couldn't believe it when they found out. I signed a deal last year with UPS Ground, which was very, very good. And I ordered, I had a show with a shipping element.
Oh, that's excellent. People love that.
I've been dying to do that joke all morning.
It worked.
And this is a show called Coming to the Stage, where I, as an old comedian, I dress up like Billy Crystal from Mr. Saturday Night. I bring young comics to the stage.
Oh, I love it.
They are young. They have their whole lives ahead of them. And before, what you don't know is before I introduce them, I try to dissuade them from staying in the field.
Yeah, that's a good move. Less competition for you. Very good move.
Yes. Yeah, just if I can discourage even one young comedian, I feel like I've done my job.
You've done your part.
I'm following you right now on Twitter, by the way, and you're not kidding about every 5 minutes you're tweeting stuff. Right now, Comedy Dynamics Coming to the Stage, hosted by Andy Kindler to premiere 3-3.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of thing. And
I like it.
People say that my tweets aren't that funny.
They're wrong.
I like your Harrison Ford tweets. Those are pretty funny.
Harrison Ford, he crashed a... Harrison Ford injured a toddler today by falling off one of those electric horsey machines. He tried to fly a rotary phone into...
You can't do that.
Come on, do you guys know what's happening there? What happened? I'm dying to know where... How do you land one of those old planes on a thing?
On a runway.
That's gonna end well.
He's had several incidents, though, right, where he's had near misses with other aircraft.
This can't be good. This is not good.
Well, he doesn't understand when he's in the Star Wars movies with the Millennium Falcon, that's all special effects. And then he tries to do that with his airplane, and it doesn't work.
No. I hear when you meet him, he says, no. I'm from a different galaxy.
Oh.
He tells you right up front.
Does he always have a hairy passenger? always someone hairy in the, riding shotgun?
Do you mean Chewbacca or Calista Flockhart? Who are you referring to?
Chewbacca.
Oh, okay, good.
Do you know how many times I've hung out at a bar with Harrison Ford and for some reason the boulder will start coming at us? I don't know what the deal is.
How does he do that?
He just, the guy has a troubled...
Yeah, he must. He must. What about touring? Are you still touring, Andy? You do so well in the clubs.
Are you kidding me?
I hope you are.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to Vancouver. I'm going to be at JFL. This is just for laughs. Everything is based on Canada, where I will be moving when Trump declares martial law.
Oh, no. Now, the last time...
Isn't that a show with Chuck Norris?
Yes, Martial Law with Chuck Norris. Now, Andy, the last time you were in town...
I cracked myself up.
Yeah, well, you should. You're very funny. The last time you were in town, we had dinner. We went to Lou Malnati's and had a great time. And you were telling me about your brother. You and your brother are as different can be.
Right. My brother has money. I don't.
Right.
My brother is an investment banker. He's the head of vice president of mergers and acquisitions.
Mergers and acquisitions.
Did you say Morgan Stanley?
Yes.
And I am a on the other hand, I'm a liberal.
Yes. So there's the difference right there. Is it difficult right now with everything that's going on politically for you and your brother to just have a conversation, or is everything all right?
No. I don't think my brother. I can't find anybody who's that excited about Trump, except I guess the people who are dressed in camouflage and. Right? I mean, can you find anybody? Or you are finding people.
Whenever Wendy and I discuss Donald Trump, we get a bunch of people who
say
you got to give him a chance. What's wrong with you? He's our president. Show some respect. That sort of thing.
Oh my God. I know, it's just so weird. To me, I draw the line at Trump. I can't. It's like I look at someone askance if they tell me they voted for Trump.
There was a lady.
I want to keep my act nonpartisan. I don't want anybody who's thinking of downloading my 1996 speech about comedy to be put off by the fact, because I do a lot of pro-Nixon.
Yes, in 96.
Yeah, 96.
Right. Your Walter Mondale impression is flawless, by the way.
I'm Walter Mondale.
That's fantastic. That's
excellent.
It really is.
Actually, I think I got that from SCTV where Rick Moranis comes on and he does, I like to do John Wayne as the president. I'm the president.
That's perfect. That's excellent. Andy, for people who want more information about the Andy Kindler State of the Industry address and Coming to the Stage season premiere, they want to go to your website, correct? AndyKindler.com?
I wouldn't go there right now.
No, he just said he's not keeping it up to date. You follow him on Twitter.
It's, you know what? It's like right now it's down for repairs.
All right.
And if you have a flash drive.
Yeah.
No good.
It won't work. All right.
Andy Kindler on Twitter, everybody's going crazy for it.
All right.
I announce my things. And I think it's just in general. You can also come by my apartment and I'll give you a handout.
All right.
All the information will be on a handout. Not a handout meaning giving them food.
We
miss you.
Guys.
Andy, you're like the la-la land of human beings.
I feel like I was just there yesterday.
It was almost a year ago you were in town.
Oh, that la-la land. I can't get those tunes out of my head. La la land and the la la land and the la 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 land.
That's not a song from the movie, Andy.
I'm sorry.
That was not in the movie. That's all right.
I kind of like that better.
The acid kicked in.
Sorry, you're fine. 70s. You're fine. It's Andy Kindler, everybody. Everybody's favorite comedian. Go see him. Go hear him. Go listen. Thank you, Andy.
I love you so much.
All right. You
Thank
too.
You,
right back at you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Andy. Bye, Andy. I was afraid to say I love you. See, I was afraid of the commitment. I was afraid of the commitment. All right, we'll take a quick break.